Good morning, Narelle.
Hi, Nick.
Now, look, obviously, back in the, you know, I'm going to say it, back in the olden days when we had actual print diaries and we kept everything neat, it was very easy to know where all this stuff was, who owned it, how to hand it around. It's a little more confusing when you look at who actually owns a social media presence.
Indeed. We think we own all of those emails and files we've got on iTunes and so forth and photographs that we might have out there on the online storage sites, but sometimes we actually don't even own them. So we can't bequeath them when we die.
Mm. Now, I think the other thing that interested me is, of course, for a long time there was people were unable, like family members couldn't deactivate social media accounts for people who had died. Now, Facebook's turned that into a memorial account. There's not a lot of other people catching up with that, though, is there?
Yeah, so actually, it's quite the upside of everybody having been memorialised by accident the other week is that it's increased an awareness of that actual feature. And it's a really top quality feature that Facebook has. So that you can, after somebody dies, if that person has nominated somebody as their legacy contact, that's the first thing you need to do is nominate somebody, another Facebook user, as a legacy contact. Then they can set your profile to memorial after you die. And having a Facebook presence after someone dies in that way is actually a really helpful way for a lot of people to grieve. You know, it's really healing to look back over old photographs, things you did together, things you enjoyed, maybe even that ratbag political posting that you did, the, you know, the rant some years ago. You know, these are the ways we like to remember our closest, you know, our friends and relatives, our parents even, our children, if it's that way. Then, you know, we like to remember each other that way. So it's good that they can set it to memorial status. That way it turns off all those stupid features like, oh, you know, talk to Narelle and remind, you know, wish her a happy birthday today. You know, I mean, that's actually can be really tacky if these automatic reminders remind you to interact with somebody who has died. That can be very upsetting. When they set it to memorial status, that doesn't happen anymore. All of those stupid, you know, reminder features get turned off. And you can actually just go back and look at the memorial and remember the person for the person you loved, you know, instead of in other ways. Other ways of preserving that legacy, though, mean that you really should download it all and store it somewhere and sort it all out if you've actually got the time, sort it all out so that your heirs, you know, whoever it is you want to leave this stuff to, can go through it and sort it out more readily. So Twitter have got a feature where you can download absolutely everything. Google with your Gmail and your YouTube stuff, you can actually download all of that. And really, we should be backing some of this stuff up anyway. You can download it all and store it in a local copy or store it in another file storage cloud service somewhere, if you like.
Download and backup. Spoken like a true engineer. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Make backups. Do make backups. They're a good thing.
But it's kind of interesting you point out that sort of we should be planning to do this. That while there is a nice way of doing it with Facebook that makes it a bit easier, for other people, for other digital services, it sounds like without a bit of planning, it can be quite problematic for family members to come in and actually take a bit of control.
Yeah, well, that's right. Because you don't, in a lot of the terms and conditions, and that's what all of this is governed by, there is no law in Australia or internationally that says your heirs own anything or have any rights to anything. What governs all of this are the terms and conditions by the service providers. Now, of course, all of these things have not been tested in most of the courts around the world. There have been a few cases here and there, and a few notable ones in particular in states of the US where a young person has died, and so courts have, the legislators have tried to introduce laws that say, okay, if somebody under 18 or under 16 has died, then their family can automatically get rights to that material. Because in those cases, the family are probably, particularly if it's a case of a suicide, the family are desperate to know what happened, why did this happen, and they're desperate for answers. Yet the person themselves may not have wanted their privacy to be breached.
Wow.
And the other complicating factor in all of this is that there are third-party privacy concerns as well. Perhaps in your email store or in your online cloud storage files, you've got records of somebody else's private matters that they don't want to be breached.
It's a wildly complex thing to start unpacking. I mean, are there any kind of simple resources that people who are listening can actually track down to get a handle on this?
Okay, so you can contract a lot of this out to a third party. There are a few services around that will, you know, provide a commercial service for you and sort all this out for you prior to your death. Or you could do the simple thing, which is to make a list of passwords and addresses for all these things and set that up, put that in a nice secure location, of course, because we don't want to be subject to identity theft. But you could lock that up somewhere with your will and with instructions to your executor and appoint what we call a digital executor to sort all of this out for you. But you need to give them instructions and the methods to do this. Yeah.
Narelle, it sounds like there's no easy answer, but it is something people need to be thinking about. Thank you for chatting about it on Breakfast this morning.
You're very welcome, but go out there and set that legacy contact on Facebook if you've got one, and use Google's inactive account managers. So set those good features up and take advantage of them before you go, mate, because we're all going to go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It is the first day of summer. Thank you. That was Narelle Clark. She's the Deputy CEO of ACAN.